while there's a lot of criticism of Irish Water, I nevertheless would welcome the actual work done on the ground. This is where we want to see the money spent on the ground, not in fancy offices in Dublin or anywhere else. This is what people are paying for in their taxes and everything else. And the people in that whole Lifford area has suffered greatly over the years. But unfortunately, this could be, say, a mile or whatever of piping that's been replaced overall. And there's a section last year in Kettlefan. But there's a lot more to be done.
This is the tip of the iceberg, you would say.
That's very, very much the tip of the iceberg. If you were speaking to people around Kettlefan on the Castledeg Road there, it's often enough the water there is dirty. And because of all the repairs, and every time there's a repair opened up and fixed, when that's fixed again, it's in sediment down, so there's dirt appearing there all the time. If you speak to people in around town parks and various areas in Convoy, it's often or not, the water they're drinking is totally discoloured, it's brown or black. This is all over the entire Finn Valley, and there needs to be a lot more done, and the money needs to be put into repairs, not fancy offices, or not being redirected into Dublin. And this is the exact fear that we had, that the reason the thing was nationalised onto the national utility is that they could send a whole lot into the large urban centres and just forget about the areas in Donegal. Bearing in mind, most of these pipes have been on the ground, the old cast iron and other types of pipes, well over 40, 56 years ago.